Each time I think of Nigeria's upcoming election, which is about a few days to go, I can't help but imagine all of the things that might go wrong, seeing as almost all the political parties have somewhat normalized hate and ethnic extremism. My name is Margaret Osazuwa, and you are welcome to Punch Podcast. According to the Electoral Act 2022 in Nigeria, election campaigns start 6 months before the election, so it's safe to say that the campaign began in the month of September 2022, and the country goes to the polls in February and March this year. Now, since the commencement of campaigns from various political parties, it has been a complete war zone. Of course, it's normal that presidential flag bearers have been advertising on various media platforms. There have also been rallies and marches, as it should be in different states. But one thing that is notable in all of this is the fact that these groups, or should I say supporters of these candidates, just want to win. They claim to be interested in once again seeing Nigeria flowing in milk and honey, but they will shed blood if they have to. Unenlightened people who have but one aim, and that is winning, and have been privileged to be certified with voter cards, under the influence of godfathers, could resort to violence at the slightest provocation. So if we are citizens, don't worry for Nigeria this coming election. Who will? Now, the four major parties contesting are the All Progressive Congress, who has Bola Ahmed Tinubu as its flag bearer, the People's Democratic Party, who has Atiku Abubakar as its flag bearer, the Labour Party, who has Peter Obi as its flag bearer, and last but not the least, the New Nigerian People's Party, who has Rabiu Musa Kakwaso as its flag bearer. And of all the mentioned party above, they all have one thing in common, and that is the threatening way by which they speak about their competition, propagating false information to discredit their opponent. Isn't this supposed to be a free and fair election? Where Nigerians choose wisely? Why does it have to look like a bloodbath? Now, every day, you get to see a political party being ambushed by another. Last week, Labour Party supporters were attacked by thugs on their way to the Tafa Balewa Square with Peter Obi, the party's presidential candidate in Lagos State. In fact, one of the supporters alleged that they came in two buses, and as they passed, these rascals came down and attacked them, leaving many of them injured, with vehicles also destroyed. We also had other political parties also being attacked by their competition. And I ask again, are we preparing for a war or an election? Mind you, in Section 40 of the 1999 Constitution, every person shall be entitled to assemble freely and associate with other persons, and he may form or belong to any political party, trade union, or any other association for the protection of his interests. There is also the Hate Speech Bill, which states that any person who uses, publishes, presents, produces, plays, provides, distributes, and or directs the performance of any material, written, and or visual, which is threatening, abusive, or insulting, or involves the use of threatening, abusive, or insulting words or behavior, commits an offense if such person intends thereby to stir up ethnic hatred. According to the bill, any person who commits this offense shall be liable to life imprisonment, and where the act causes any loss of life, the person shall be punished with death by hanging. And I ask again, are these statements still tenable in this country? Just looking at how much Nigerians have begun to flee to find solace abroad before the election is worrisome, but can they be blamed? They refuse to die for a country which has shown little or no care for them, and so they walk out to their PVCs and watch the election from afar. So, who will vote? Who will defend Nigeria? Another thing I fear people have embraced is the word, they already know who will win. It's like whether you vote or not, the president knows who he is. This is scary, and if you don't find this scary at the point that Nigeria has gotten to now, you're on that table. Most of these political office incumbents only remember people when seeking office. And we have seen this play out time and time again. Once they get into power, they forget the people who have voted for them. The level of self-centeredness is alarming. These people use resources for the public for their personal needs. Is it a crime to have basic amenities available to the people? If you stop to think of the debt since the Naira scarcity started, you would weep. Should the elections have to take place first for all this to be tamed? Foods, t-shirts, money are being shared on campaign grounds for what purpose? Votes, nothing more. So what happens after the election? This is why I say the baseless appearance of destruction and injury shouldn't make its way to this year's election, as happens every election in Nigeria. We have done the needful, and that is getting a voter's card. In fact, I am glad that we are ready for a change, because we deserve a better Nigeria, and the change starts with us. Please feel free to air your views in the comment section below. My name is Margaret Osazuwa. Many thanks for listening.